talk that we're supposed to have was about the role of women in Karbala. I think very clearly we can see that when the Imam wants to make his move to Karbala, there's an emphasis that the Imam lies and stresses on the importance of having his family with him when he wants to go to Karbala. Amongst the Muslims, before I explain this, the reason why I want to discuss this issue, and I felt out of the different topics that were suggested, this was one that I liked, I had an interest in explaining, is because amongst us, Muslims and the Shia, about the role of women in society, there are some extreme views on both sides, and I wanted to take this story of Karbala and also a very interesting story of Hazrat Fatima. I think that's even more interesting to me, of how she conducted the movement against the enemies of the Khilafat and the Wilayat of Amir al-Muslimin. So, one view that we find is, which is very prominent in certain cultures, that women are not supposed to be involved in any type of decision making or any type of social activity. The role of women is in the homes. That's one view. Another view, which is a Western view, is that women have got to be outside all the time. They need to be socially as active as men. The same type of activism. Even we see this amongst the Muslim youth, amongst the Shia youth, that women should have the same amount of activism Islamically, and if the activism is not even Islamic, the different groups would stress the importance of the presence of women in these types of activities. When we look at the example of Hazrat Zainab and the women present in Karbala, there's a few things that we do notice. We notice that the Imam stresses on the importance of having the women with him. We know for a fact from the beginning, the Imam knew that this mission of his to be able to go to Kufa and establish a government there, which was something he would have established if he had the chance, he knew from the beginning that's not going to go through. He knew that it is going to end in the tragedy that it ended in. When he was objected, why do you want to take the women? A lot of people objected to the Imam. Why he wants to make the move? Why would he want to go to Karbala in the first place, or actually Kufa? Why he would want to make that move and go against the regime, against Yazid, and stand up to him? That was the first objection, and the Imam replied to that. Then he was objected, why are you taking the women? But the Imam emphasizes that it's very, very important for him to take the women. To see the effect of having the women, I think the history shows very clearly, had it not been for the presence of the women and the family of the Imam there in Karbala, the mission would have gone halfway. It wouldn't have been able to achieve the goal that it had. The goal was, at the end, to make sure the tyranny of Yazid is exposed. The idea that the Yazid and his people are not actually following the footsteps of the Holy Prophet, this is wrong. That impression needed to be made. Without the presence of women in Karbala, that would not have been possible. All of the men, except for Hazrat Sajjad, were killed. If everything would have ended there, they could have not spread the information of what actually happened in Karbala. since people were upset at what happened, so we've just given their version of what happened. Blamed a few people, hang a few people, end of story, finished. Nothing that would be spread throughout the Muslim empire and amongst Muslims. But the presence of women, the enemy couldn't kill them because they were women. They had to take them as war captives. They took them to Kufa and then from there to Sham. The way they managed this, the way the women reacted to this situation, the wives of Imam Hussein, the wives of Imam Hassan that were there, the sisters of the Imam, all the women that were present there, the way they reacted to the situation there caused this message to spread throughout the Muslim empire. That was the reason why the Imam emphasized and insisted that the women are there. A couple of things that we take from this story, and of course there's a lot of details to it, and as I said, I want to make this short, inshallah, because I don't know how tired you guys are, but I'm pretty tired. One thing we find in this story, and also similarly, if I can just point to the story of Hadrat Fatima, we see that when the Imam makes his move, Amir al-Mu'mineen, after the Prophet passes away, it is his responsibility to establish the proper Islamic state. Amir al-Mu'mineen has got the responsibility of doing that. We talk about as a right, and we cry about it, that you know Amir al-Mu'mineen was not given his right, but the reality is that was his responsibility. Okay. He was not able to carry out his responsibility. Of course, he didn't have a responsibility after people did not give him that support. But he had to push as much as he could. In doing so, if it was only Amir al-Mu'mineen, he would not have been able to show his resistance to what happened there. The presence of Hazrat Fatima, what she did there, was very extremely important in showing that Amir al-Mu'mineen is not supportive of what is going on. He's not okay with it. He does not, even when he did pledge the so-called allegiance, okay, which he did not really pledge the allegiance like from the heart, but he did something, that's something to talk about, that even before then, before he pledged that much of an allegiance, he wasn't even doing that much. If it wasn't for the presence and the doings what Hadrat Fatima did, that would not have been possible. Okay. So we see the presence of a woman. In the case of Hadrat Fatima, it's very clear. She gave a very, very eloquent, important speech in the Masjid of the Holy Prophet. She gave a lot of insight to the whole idea of Tawheed, Imamat, Khilafat, and all of that. It's a very long, eloquent speech. There's three or four different narrations for it. The talk was so captivating and so emotional that the entire masjid, all of the Muhajirin and the Ansar that were there, were in tears, they were crying, they were shouting, the people could hear them, and they were saying, the history records that the people had never seen others in Masjid al-Nabi acting in that way and crying in that way. She was the one that made everything public. You see an active role that she plays in this. She speaks in the presence of men and women very bravely, expresses herself very eloquently. She challenges the Khalifa of the time, the so-called Khalifa of the time. In public, we see similar activity, similar reaction that Hazrat Zainab takes in the process of moving from to Kufa, after Kufa, to Sham, inside Kufa, in the presence of Ubaydullah, in the presence of Yazid. You see that type of a conduct, that you see the bravery, not shying away, standing up and speaking the truth. We see that. I don't want to get into the details of exactly what they did, but the important thing of how does Zainab held herself, and also how the Fatima, and the way she treated the situation. The important thing was to be strong, have that internal strength, and not be crushed the way they wanted to crush them. If the family of the Imam would have moved from Kufa or to Kufa, from Kufa to Sham, the way they had planned it, as war captives, and you know, just dalil, as people that are being carried around, not speaking, just doing whatever they would tell them, the impact that they ended up having would not have been there. The strength to express as war captives, okay, having the strength to get up in the presence of people who have control of the what we would call cops and police today, with all the arms and all the cruelty that they had done in Karbala, still standing up and expressing the words of truth, this was important. The izzah that Hazrat Zainab displayed there, where they were trying to suppress her and the rest and consider them as just captives, belittle them, that's what they tried to do throughout the trip. They actually stood up and they were strong. But this type of behavior that we see Hazrat Zainab has in this setting, and we see how the Fatima has in the setting in Medina, is not something that we see them having all the time. It's not like Hazrat Zainab or Hazrat Fatima were out in public speaking like that every day. It was only when the need came for them to speak out and stand up that they did that. Otherwise, they're actually known, we know that saying of Hazrat Fatima, that I would like to, the best thing for me is, no man sees me. She stayed in the house as much as possible. When she could, when she needed to go out, she had something to take care of, she would leave the house. But general principle was, when she didn't need to go out, she wouldn't go out. It wasn't like she was as active as Amir al-Mu'mineen. No, Amir al-Mu'mineen was the one that was outside the house. He was the one that was constantly active outside the house. Hazrat Fatima wasn't. Hazrat Zainab the same way. Until Karbala, and even afterwards, it was, you see, Imam Zain al-Abidin, Imam al-Sajjad, he is the one, the khutbas that we have in Sham mainly are Imam Zain al-Abidin's khutbas. Hazrat Zainab has her share, but you see again that Imam Zain al-Abidin, he holds most of the responsibility. But then when the need is there, she speaks out. Okay. The responsibilities, what we learn from this setting, the responsibilities, the social responsibilities, lie mostly the activities on the shoulders of men. They're supposed to be taking care of this. But sometimes women have got to be involved. How do you do that? What we learn again from this story, not just from Hazrat Fatima and Hazrat Zainab, there's other women involved. As I said, you know, I'm trying to cut this as short as possible because I can't go on too much myself. There's a lot of other women that are involved. In that setting of Saqifa in Medina, after the Prophet passes away, there's one of the wives of the Prophet is really involved with that. Umm Salama, she's also involved. Okay, she gets involved with it. In the story of Karbala, there's other women that get involved, other than the family of the Imam that are the captives. Whether it's the wives of those who want to come to Karbala, or wives of the enemy, like the wife of Khuli. There's a lot of women that have a role to play in what happened in Karbala. The trend that we see is that all of these women, although they weren't participating in an active way, the way the men did, but you see in all cases, these active women were informed of what was going on. They had full information of what was going on, keeping track of who is the rightful leader, who needs to lead, what happened in Ghadir, afterwards what happened. All these are being followed. Hazrat Fatima knows all of that. Umm Salama knows all of that. They start telling people, did you forget what happened there? They follow that. So they're very informed of what is going on. But in terms of they getting involved with issues, until it was necessary, they didn't get involved. Also in the story of Karbala, we see when Hazrat Zainab speaks, she has a lot of information. We have hadith that says about her, we know Hazrat Fatima is definitely like this, that she's, Hazrat Fatima is one of the ma'sumeen, okay? And she is considered muhaddatha, okay? The angels after the Prophet left this world, and he went to the other world, when he passed away after his demise, angels or an angel would speak to Hazrat Fatima. That's why she's considered muhaddatha. This is many hadith this is mentioned. Hazrat Zainab is considered in some of our traditions called alimatun ghayru mu'allama. Okay. She has knowledge that has not been given to her by people. Okay. That's a very high level that she had attained. She's not one of the ma'sumeen, one of the Ahlul Bayt in that sense. But anyhow, that's the religious perspective of it, that type of knowledge that it says that she's alimatun ghayru mu'allama. But in terms of social, political issues and what was going on at that time, she was very, very informed and aware of exactly what is going on. Hazrat Fatima the same way, Umm Salam the same way, all of the other women that were involved in a positive way were very informed of what was going on. When they needed to play a role, they played their role. With the strength that was necessary for carrying out that. So in conclusion, I think I can say, the role that women played, the important role that they played, was by being informed from beforehand, knowing what's going on, knowing the background of issues. And then where the need is, where men cannot get involved, it's a place where they need to be quiet. Women can stand up and say what they need to say and do their share of the social activism. Besides, salam alaikum.
اللهم صل على محمد